Then we get you into university work, about 2009, Oklahoma State University.
Mm-hmm.
You're chief negotiator for the OSU Medical Center Trust. How did that come about, and how did you move into that capacity?
Well, I became president of OSU Tulsa in 2009, and I was made president of OSU Center for Health Sciences in 2010. And the hospital, OSU Medical Center, is the teaching hospital for the osteopathic, OSU Osteopathic Medical School, which is part of Center for Health Sciences. First negotiation was to take control of the hospital away from Hillcrest, which is managing it for us. And then we had to get state money. Worked into that situation, got state money for the first time any significant amount of money.
Let's just go back. OSU Tulsa, that was actually for the professional workforce, wasn't it? That allowing mid-career professionals to advance their education, OSU Tulsa.
Yes and no. I mean, it was...
They could go to school without leaving their job.
OSU Tulsa was, you know, we called our student body place-bound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were in Tulsa because they either worked here, their family was here, they couldn't leave. I mean, and we would say this to potential students, you know, if you can go to Stillwater, you know, time-wise, money-wise, do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the full-blown college experience. Don't come here. We're just a commuter school. Mm-hmm. No, it was great because we offered the same degree that OSU was, an OSU degree. There wasn't a little asterisk or something saying,
right,
you know, matriculated in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. it was a very interesting time.
So then you resigned, I think, in 2013 to accept the position of Chief Executive Officer of the OSU Medical Authority and OSU Medical Trust, which owns OSU Medical Center, which is confusing to me, and I hope you can clarify it.
I will try.
Okay, right.
In 2000, hold me the exact dates, but 2011 was when we first got the first good tranche of state money, $13 million. And one of the conditions at the time to receive that from the state was that it not be owned by the state. Okay. They wanted it to be owned. So we talked, and the reason for that is back in the 90s, they had sold the university hospital. And that was one of Frank's big accomplishments, getting rid of the, get us out of the hospital business. They didn't want to go back in the hospital business. So we had to create an entity that could own the hospital. And we talked to the city council, got them to approve us creating a city trust to own, and that was OSU Medical Center Trust. And so we formed the city trust, got the state money. Fast forward a couple of years, 2013, we needed a lot more money from the state. So I was down there a lot, spending a lot of time down there. It became a situation where I needed the position to say why I was down there and what I was doing. So that's why I took that position with the trust. I was still president of OSU Tulsa at the time.
Okay.
But I did resign from OSU Center for Health Sciences. That's Casey Shrum had become dean. She's running the medical school. That's the main function. That's fine. A new legislature, new head of appropriations. They would fund us the money we wanted, but it had to be owned by the state. So we went through the rigmarole of transferring this treaty to state trust and transferring the hospital to this state trust to finally get that money.
Wow.
So my legal background, I spent a lot of time on that.
Yes. A review again, what do we have in Tulsa that's OSU Medical now? The hospital?
We got the hospital, obviously it's still the osteopathic medical school. Mm-hmm. And of course the new VA hospital is being built here is also going to be affiliated and run with OSU. So OSU will have the doctors in there in that hospital. So it's becoming a real serious medical center, not rivaling, you know, Oklahoma City, the OU center, but it's becoming something very substantial.
We always hear about competition between OU and OSU on the football field. But the competition goes beyond the football field. Am I accurate in that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you hesitant to say? I mean, what they get, if you're over asking for money, they make, oh, you're going to come along the way. You're going to give us that? Well, you're going to need to give that?
And I'll go back to time with chief of staff, too. That, I mean, we wanted to give $1 million to OU for something. You had to give $1 million to OSU, and they have $1 million that got split among all the other schools. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So to get a dollar, you had to spend three.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, sometimes you'd literally, I remember when I was chief of staff, I was literally at the George Bush inaugural and riding in limo in my tux to an inaugural ball, and my cell phone rings, and it's David Boren. He goes, Howard, I figured out how we can fund the weather center. Remember, they were trying to build this big weather center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that required some state money too. Well, so we had to call OSU and say, okay, we're going to give you $8 million. What are you going to do with it? that was kind of a sad example, but that's kind of how the deal works. But, you know, and obviously we compete for students, and particularly here in Tulsa, it's we don't compete that much with OSU Tulsa does not compete that much with OU Tulsa, because OU Tulsa is focused mostly in the medical areas,
mm-hmm.
Social work, pharmacy. You know, they got all this kind of stuff. Obviously, the medical school. We don't do that. But there still is that rub there always,
mm-hmm.
and everything. I mean, I guess I could say this now since I'm not working for anybody. But I mean, OSU alums really had a chip on their shoulder. You know?
Why?
Always kind of the second fiddle, mm-hmm. to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a joke about the football teams. If you're an OSU fan, you're an alum. If you're an OU fan, you're an Oklahoman. I mean, and that really kind of sums up a lot of the feeling that OSU has. So,
but you can't really blame them. If OU is going to get $1 million, why didn't we get $1 million?
Exactly. No. Well, it's a comprehensive research university, just like OU is. Comparable student body.
You were working for OSU, but Jerry Clancy was president of OU Tulsa.
Yes.
Didn't the two of you actually get along?
Oh, absolutely.
And try to work together?
Yes. Yes. No, we were, you know, we were friends before that, but yeah, definitely then. Jerry was a great guy. And yeah, we tried to work together.
Did that go over with the upper echelon? Did they like to see you?
You know, John, you know this. There's always been an agitation in Tulsa to get a four-year university here. And what we've ended up with is a whole bunch of basically two-year, you know, because OSU can't teach the first 2 years. Neither can Langston, neither can Northeastern. So, you know, we all just teach juniors and seniors.
And we have the community college, of course.
Yeah, which is why we can't. Tulsa Community College was very strong. And that relationship, one of the things I take some pride in is I really got that relationship a lot closer. And it's flowered even more since I left.
With the community college.
With the community college.
Because
they're our feeder school. I mean, mm-hmm. 80% of the students that we had at OSU Tulsa came from TCC. Their student body is basically the same as ours. They're place-bound students, for the most part. So that a very, very important relationship. But Tulsa's always wanted a four-year freestanding university. You know this. It was talked about when OSU Tulsa came into being, and it's talked about periodically, now and then. And so Jerry and I spent some time trying to figure out if there's some way. We even talked about are you familiar with UEPU?
Mm.
University of Indiana, Purdue University, UEPU, in Indianapolis. It's a four-year school that's jointly run by University of Indiana and Purdue University. And we talked about that model and whether that might be something we could do here in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
That ran into problems, one, cost, but two, you've got TCC. So how do you deal with that, you know? If you start a four-year school, then you're competing with TCC. Everybody in Tulsa wanted a four-year school, but they didn't want that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
how do you plan to make those two things work together?
Mm-hmm.
You know.